And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. Hey, if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And what I want to do today, I want to reprise a show from, it's been a couple years now, that I did about this time of year. And this is especially for you if you're a new listener, if you're new to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. What I want to do is work through some of the benefits that real estate investing can bring to your life. And there's quite a few. And in fact, I'm going to share 10 benefits with you, that things you can experience as a real estate investor. And just to enumerate a couple: greater wealth, increased cash flow, more time, more freedom. But we'll get to that list. Before we do, I do want to belatedly say I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with friends, family, you know, however you choose or chose to observe the holiday. And boy, all we talk about these days are records this and records that. If you traveled, I hope you got where you're going okay, and perhaps already back again, because man, I don't know what the final number was, but they were expecting a record 80 million people to travel this year. And we did travel. We just took a little short jaunt just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth into East Texas. In fact, I'm coming to you from the RV bunker just about an hour east of Dallas-Fort Worth. And what I'm doing, my wife and I, we're leveraging one of the benefits of being a real estate investor. We own our time. So we're not here just for Thanksgiving and good, you know, Black Friday into the weekend. We've been here for a while. The plan is to stick around for a while and enjoy ourselves out in the country. We own our time, one of the benefits. But before we talk about the 10 benefits of becoming a real estate investor, and these benefits, they apply to you whether you decide to invest in single-family rental houses or invest in apartments, whether that's as a lead investor or a syndicator of apartment investments, or maybe investing as a passive, maybe just buying an apartment on your own, right? We talk about all those things at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we teach you and we mentor you on the process of investing in houses and apartments. But before we get to those 10 benefits, I want to remind you why are we talking about this at all? Why are we focused on residential real estate in the first place? This kind of goes back to what we talked about last week on the show, which is strategy, right? You have strategy, you have tactics. And just as a strategy, an investment strategy, real estate makes a ton of sense. Number one, there are the fundamentals. And if you think about just something as basic as Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I need air to breathe and to talk to you right now. I need water. I need food, and I need shelter, right? I need a roof over my head. That's one of the fundamental needs that we as people have, and that will always be there. I don't have to go travel to that Airbnb. Although I love doing it, I don't have to go out and visit that RV park across the country, right? I don't have to put my stuff into storage, but I have to have a roof over my head. Very fundamental. And again, thinking about fundamentals, right now, renting is more favorable than home ownership. It's become expensive to own your own home. Mortgage rates remain high. Prices are high. The cost of ownership of your personal home is high. Affordability is low. There's a lot of information, a lot of reports out there. It makes more sense in most markets out there to rent than to buy. And for the younger generation, I've been renting. I've had a couple of turnovers this year. I'm getting a lot of that very young generation in. They like the talking with them. They like the flexibility. I want them to stick around, but they like the flexibility of, hey, after a 12-month, maybe 14-month lease, I can move. Guess what? If they do, someone else will move right in. By the way, housing starts, new building permits, report just came in for the prior month. They have slumped again, and that speaks to a lack of inventory, which means that those housing prices will remain high and affordability will remain low as far as home ownership goes. So fundamentals are there. And we talked in depth last week about how we make our money with both our houses and apartments. So I'm not going to go into super depth here. You can go listen to that show if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. This will be, that show will be archived there. This one will be archived there as well. But we do make money multiple ways on our houses and on our apartments. Five ways on our houses. We have cash flow. We have equity capture. We have equity buildup as the residents pay down that mortgage. That principal goes down. We have market appreciation. We have tax advantages. All those apply to apartments as well. Plus the bonus forced appreciation, a very powerful lever, which if you're interested in wealth building, forced appreciation is something you want to understand. So fundamentally, real estate makes sense. From a cash and wealth building perspective, it makes even more sense. If you look at your 401k, what do? You feed that thing every month and you hope it goes up in value. Well, our real estate will go up in value. It doubles in value, in fact, every 20 years. But my real estate also pays me cash every month or every quarter if it's apartments. I do both now. And I think the first thing that the big benefit really is it's around family. You know, it's Thanksgiving, where it's that time of year where it's a very, very family focused time of year. And really, most people start as real estate investors at least from my conversations, they begin with their family in mind. Right. And typically, however, it's from a more practical standpoint. They're trying to ease some kind of pressure somewhere by financial pressure, typically by just adding a little bit of extra monthly cash flow with one single family rental house. And that can be anywhere from $200 to $600 a month. And if you just take a moment, let me pause, and you take a moment and think, you know, let's say you had the middle point, $400 a month. It's coming in passively. You're not doing anything. It comes in every month. Would that help? But it's very easy to do, as you'll learn. And that number grows, you know, assuming through more houses. Maybe it's by investing in apartments. But let's say you get to 10 houses. Again, if that bandwidth that we focus on is $200 to $600 per month on a single house, well, what does that mean? At 10 houses, I'm bringing in anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 a month in passive income. And guess what? That leads to much less stress and a better family experience. You know, for a lot, that means more time with the family. Like I said, we own our time, my wife and I. We're here in the country. We're visiting family. My son is spending time with his great-grandmother, right? Now, for other investors, you know, it might be family that is ill and needs support. It means not being bridled to a job or a cubicle, right? Because you've created extra cash flow. That becomes, and we'll talk about this later, that financial freedom. Now, for us, it's being able to homeschool our little guy and traveling when we want to spend extra or extended time with family like we are now with the great-grandma. It's a great opportunity. So family, big benefit. Big benefit. And reason number two, and this is a tangential reason to number one, it's friends, family and friends. And just like we said with family, sometimes, you know, the practical side of creating more disposable income is that now you have more money to do those things with your friends that you've been putting off because you didn't think you could afford it because life has gotten expensive with inflation and everything else that we've seen. Yeah, that might have ebbed a little bit, but those higher costs are in place now. But you can go out and create extra cash flow so that when your friend invites you to the baseball game or the football game or whatever movie, you don't have to decline. And eventually you'll build time through financial freedom to where it's not even an issue at all. Sports, travel, common hot, whatever it is that you share with your friends, you are able to better enjoy that time. No stress, not thinking in the back of my head when I go to get that next hot dog at the ball game about how much it costs. And it's not cheap. Don't worry about it. And I would add to that notion of friends as reason number two here that what I've experienced at Lifestyles Unlimited over a dozen plus years now is we wind up creating a very tight network of new friends in the real estate industry. You know, I had a conversation just yesterday with the general contractor that did the work on my very first house. We've stayed in touch over the years, right? You create this network, this group of friends. You know, I mentioned recently we took a Caribbean cruise with fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. The group is very close-knit. If you choose to participate, right, you don't have to, obviously, but it's a very close-knit group, and you find that sphere of friends does grow. And I think that adds flavor, that adds color, that adds variety to your life. I think that's a benefit. I think that's a big benefit. So family, one, friends, number two. And the other thing that I've noticed over the years is you come to develop a different mindset. And that's benefit number three. So what do I mean? And there are a couple of things here. And we talk about a number of these things just simply at our two-day financial freedom seminar. For example, the abundance mindset. In fact, we talk about this at Lifestyles Unlimited quite a lot because it's an important thing for you to understand that the pie is not limited in size. You can grow that pie. But most of us grew up with the win-lose proposition. That's if you take a bigger piece of the pie, I will inherently get less. And it can take some time and some work to help you shift your mindset. And we work on that a lot at Lifestyles Unlimited. I know a lot of time is spent early in the two-day financial freedom seminar helping you get your mindset shifted. Because if you remain stuck in that limited pie mindset and cannot adopt the abundance mindset, it's very hard to do what we do. But what I then go on to find is that as you adopt and really internalize that abundance mindset, what happens is you realize the pie is not limited and you see greater opportunity out in the world, in the real estate space or otherwise. And here's the thing, if you see opportunity rather than none, no opportunity, you're more willing to take action. That's a big problem for a lot of people is getting started, taking that first step. But when you see the opportunity is there, it's a lot easier to take a step in that direction, isn't it? So that different mindset is a big benefit. And it ultimately, it leads to, I would say, an improved outlook and optimism in general. You know, again, I spent a lot of time just floating around on the ship in the Caribbean with Lifestyles members, people I had not met before. I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth. Bulk of these guys were from San Antonio, new to me, right? Everybody has a great outlook on life. And they should. They should. You will too. They've improved their situation in some way. Again, on that particular cruise, there were single family investors just starting. There are people like us that have been doing it a dozen years. There are people that are 40 investments deep in the passive multifamily investing side of things. But everybody's improved their situation in some way, whether it's creating that little bit of extra cash flow, right, that's allowed them and their families to breathe just a little bit easier, have a better life. Or maybe it's creating that wealth for their families, for their heirs. Or maybe it's just simply having more time to spend with those friends and with those families, as we mentioned. But again, that abundance mindset, that new way to think, it's hard to get into that sometimes. And we want to help you do that. We want to help you make that shift, that different mindset, huge benefit that will affect you in more ways than you realize. And again, I mentioned this already. We talk about that at the Financial Freedom Seminar. If you want to learn more about that, I would encourage you to text the word radio to 88007. That'll give you a link to the Lifestyles Unlimited website, as well as how to sign up for the Financial Freedom Program. Get into that today. Learn all the hows, the tactical stuff around single family and apartments, but really work on that mindset. It's a huge benefit. All right, quick break. We'll return here in just a moment.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And today on the show, we're just looking at 10 benefits of being a real estate investor. It doesn't matter if it's houses, single family rental houses, or apartments. And I am thinking specifically about residential. And we talked in the first segment about why we're focused on that particular asset class, apartments and houses. And there are a lot of fundamental things that go behind that, but there are a lot of benefits as well. Cash flow, equity capture, you know, the five ways we make money. We talk about those a lot. Those are very empirical things we can measure, but there are a lot of intangible benefits. And we talked already about a few. We're going to continue the list. Number four, and I find this one to be, I guess, surprising. And I've talked to a lot of people that have been surprised as well. And I think the problem is we go through life following the paradigm, right? The model that our parents followed and our friends and everyone around us, which is that we go to school, we focus on getting good grades so we can go to college and get those good grades again and get a good job and just work for years and decades and save for retirement. We follow the same paradigm. And that paradigm, I think, crushes what many of us have, which is a nascent entrepreneurial spirit. And I think benefit number four of being a real estate investor is you're going to rediscover that spirit. You're going to unlock that entrepreneurial spirit. And this follows that shift in mindset that we were just talking about. You start to see opportunity and you become willing to try new things. When you're following that same old rote paradigm, step after step, putting your foot in front of one after the other, just marching down that same path, you're not willing to take calculated risks, you don't see opportunity. But when you make this mental shift and you find you've unlocked that entrepreneurial spirit, you are willing to try new things. You learn how to mitigate risk and take calculated risks. And, you know, we learned how to create a business around real estate investing and to grow it, to feed into all of these things that we've talked about and some of the other benefits we're going to get to here in just a moment. You know, some people take that new or that rediscovered entrepreneurial spirit and go on to apply that to other opportunities. A lot of the hard money lenders that I personally know and that I have worked with began as real estate investors and decided to grow this other business on the side. And some of them have given up the investment side, perhaps, whatever. But some of my favorite hard money lenders, that's how they began, owning single family houses and grew that into something new as lenders. Look at Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He has founded countless businesses as a result of his growth as a real estate investor. So I think mindset and entrepreneurial spirit, things you probably didn't think about when we were talking about the five ways that we make money. By the way, though, those ways that we make money, they do feed into benefit number five, which is financial freedom, right? We're working on your financial freedom. And this is a big one. This is the big one that really fuels a lot of what we've spoken about so far, because we do focus on the cash flow and we do focus on building wealth through equity, through ownership, right? Financial freedom occurs when you've created enough cash flow, passive income to meet your monthly expenses. And if you don't know what those are, just spend some time and sit down and track your spending. For the year's almost up, what have you spent this year? What's that monthly number? If that's $4,000 a month, well, what do I need to do? I need to create $4,000 in passive income to meet those expenses. And when you've done that, when you've got enough money coming in from your real estate investments, then you're financially free. You can continue to work, but you do not have to. You know, you can go one step farther and invest until you've offset that earned income from the job. That assumes that you're making more than you spend, which is, as we know, a problem across the nation, unfortunately. But assuming that's the case, that might be even a better target, assuming you're making more than you're spending. So cash flow gets you to that financial freedom. Now, the equity plays that we enjoy, like equity capture and the appreciation, etc., those eventually can convert to more cash flow. When we sell that single family house that's been cash flowing so great, it's hard to give up sometimes, by the way. But I've got a ton of equity, debt equity sitting in that property. In fact, if you look at your return on equity, what is my cash flow annually from that house divided by the equity that I have in that house? It's a really good metric to look at in years 2, 3, 4, and so on. After the first year, when you buy, you're looking at cash on cash return. A net cash flow as a percentage of my amount, my investment. But from year 2 onward, you really should measure against your return on equity, because you're going to find that number is small and it's getting smaller every year because your equity builds. So cash that out and reinvest, and you'll actually increase your cash flow, and that will get you to financial freedom even faster. And then financial freedom leads to another huge benefit of real estate investing, and that's number 6. That's our time. Financial freedom leads you to become real estate retired. If you don't want to work anymore, you can leave the job. I did that a number of years ago. My wife did it years before me. Lots of our members do. But again, by the same token, not everybody does. Some love, just absolutely love what they do. But perhaps they enjoy a little bit more flexibility. You know, we had a listener question we talked about a couple of weeks ago where the listener wrote in. He said, you know, I kind of need to get this thing going and create some additional income because I see it in the cards. My employer is going to start letting people go next year. That's a pretty big gun to have just constantly at your temple, isn't it? Well, when you have financial freedom and you've bought back your time, you can own your time, let's put it that way. That stressor goes away. You can choose to work. And if your employer chooses to let you go, so what? I'll take that pink slip. Hey, I'll take that severance. Why not? And hit the road, because you've bought back your time. You grow that passive income to where you can own your time. And for us, it's been great. We can hit the road, you know, like we've done this year and we've done in years past, a week or so ahead of Thanksgiving, avoid the rush, get out into the country, start to decompress, enjoy nature, see great grandma, all the stuff we love to do, because we're not tethered to a desk. We're not tied to that modern American paradigm. Work and work more and keep working until you die. So more control of your time, ultimately, it leads to less stress. You know, if you traveled, if you were part of the, what is it, what did they say, 80 million, part of the 80 million plus this year that were expected to travel across the nation for Thanksgiving, boy, what were your stress levels like? What if you controlled your time and could leave, half a week or a week or even 2 weeks earlier. But one of the benefits, as a real estate investor, you control your time. You can hit the road a heck of a lot earlier. You can stick around a lot longer, right? Control the time that you travel, etc. So we're talking today about those benefits of being a real estate investor. And again, some of these are kind of intangible is how I think about it, and maybe things you've never thought about. And I want you to have a grasp of this as well, because over time, what happens when you buy your first single family rental house? Are you financially free? Have you bought back your time? No, but you'll start to experience some of these benefits, and they accrue more and more as you add more to your investment portfolio. The same applies if you're investing passively in apartments or maybe doing both. And what'll happen over time is benefit number 7, you're going to grow your knowledge. You know, being a good investor, real estate investor, starts with becoming educated. And that's where we help you. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited can help you. Tons of education on whether it's single family or investing as a solo owner in apartments or being a passive or a lead, a syndicator, right? Putting the investments together. I knew none of this stuff 12 plus years ago. When we joined as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, I had a background in corporate finance. My wife was in the insurance industry at the time. We had no experience at all. No one in our family had done this stuff, but we learned it all here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we're always learning. And that's the great thing about a group like Lifestyles Unlimited. There are always new classes, new seminars. I'm looking at the calendar for December. There's a lot going on. Everyone else goes to sleep during the holidays. We still have meetups happening. We still have multi-family road trips, single-family road trips. I see stuff in Charlotte, North Carolina, in Kansas City, in Richmond, Virginia, Houston, all across the nation here, lunch and learns, etc. So there's always something going on, and we can always continue to learn because the market does change, right? I've seen that over a dozen years. Financing changes, interest rates, mortgage rates change, rents go up, well, fortunately for me, have not gone down. We've seen that in some markets, perhaps, but everything's in some state of flux. So it's good to continue to learn. Always classes and things available. And I'll tell you, real estate is just such a fundamental, we talked about fundamentals earlier, it's such a fundamental part of our economy. What you do as you go through the continued education, and some of this just comes from conversations with that network that we talked about, those people that we meet and come to know at Lifestyles Unlimited, just other members, but you grow to understand the real estate industry better. It becomes second nature. I'm at the point where I don't have to hem and haw and think really long and hard about an investment opportunity in a rental house that comes across my desk because I've done it long enough. I've got the education. I've got the experience now. It's second nature, and you get to that point as well. So you grow your knowledge, and sometimes it's just simple, what I'll call banal things like better knowledge of how your house works. We talked last week a little bit about critters getting into my attic. I heard these things middle of the night. Well, I'm a far better homeowner now because I understand how these things work. I can make the repairs if I need to. I can negotiate better pricing because I understand the pricing as well. As a homeowner, I understand construction, all that good stuff. So a big benefit to being a real estate investor is you grow your knowledge base. And I think that's power. Number 8, not only do you grow your knowledge base, but you grow your resource base. As a real estate investor, you will find that your resources accrue to you far faster than you might have thought. And one thing I'm thinking about is capital, access to money, not just your personal capital, but other people's money, lenders, access to conventional lenders, private lenders, family, how to structure debt. It's interesting, as you do this more and more and people see your success, I have had people approach me over the years, multifamily investors that, well, they've just sold an apartment or maybe done a cash out refinance, and their target is to reinvest that. But while they're waiting, they want to park that somewhere. Yeah, you could go put that in a, you know, quote, high yield savings account. Those yields are declining again. But people approach you and say, hey, are you buying, you need a private loan? Are you doing anything on the horizon here in single family? We have some funds we can lend to you. It is surprising. You know, Dell has a number of sayings, one of which is you cannot get rich slow. Part of that relates to how quickly you should be turning your properties, the velocity of capital, that sort of thing. But part of it relates to the fact that when people see that you're having success in this space, they will come to you, and it makes it a lot easier for you to continue to grow because you now have access to resources you never thought would be at your disposal, greater resources. And of course, it's not just capital. You know, we talked about network. There are huge resources, just informational resources from fellow investors and friends. contractors, right? People in the industry. So your network grows, your infrastructure grows, your knowledge grows, your capital base grows, your resource base grows, and you grow as well. And that takes us to benefit number 9. You create options and flexibility. So along with financial freedom and greater resources, real estate investing will create for you a lot of flexibility in your life, a ton of options. And just approaching this from my standpoint as a longtime single family investor, you know, let's say you buy that first rental house and you buy another one. And let's say you just keep building that single family rental portfolio. Let's say you get to 20 houses. Sounds like a lot. Hey, you can do it over time. I did. I know countless investors that have. The process is easy. That's a beauty. It's easy. It's very easy to teach. And it's very repeatable. That's what makes real estate such a good tool to build your financial freedom. It really is not that hard. Real estate is easy. People are hard. We say that a lot. You get in your own way. You know, we can help you there. Again, that in part goes back to that mindset that we talked about, but that also comes back to having a good education, a good foundation upon which your real estate growth rests. And it also has to do with having access to people that are mentors. Sometimes those are your fellow investors, but we do have a pool of mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited for single family investors and for apartment investors. Whether you're investing as a syndicator, yeah, you've got mentors, as well as if you're just doing passive. There's a passive mentor that you can talk to when you need guidance, if you have questions. As a single family guy, we leverage those mentors all the time. More so early on, less so now, but as we've moved national with our business, we've leveraged our national mentors as well. So they'll help you keep that mindset in place. But you build those houses. Let's get back to the concept here. Let's say you get to 20 houses. Now what? You have options. You're getting a lot of cash flow. Just do the math. 200 to 600 per house times 20, right? Do the math. You can just keep riding that cash flow, right? Enjoying the financial freedom. Or that's one option. Option number two, man, maybe I just sell the entire portfolio just as a set to one investor, do a 1031 exchange, defer the taxes on those capital gains, roll those into apartments. Yeah, you can make a big move from single family into apartments. I was at the case study here in Dallas-Fort Worth recently, and Jeff, he was up there presenting. He's done it all. He's been a single family investor, still is, has his own independent apartment community that he owns by himself, and he's a lead investor, and he's a passive. And he'll tell you, he got up to, I think it was 20, 22 houses. He didn't sell them all at once, but he started to sell onesie-twosie here and there, getting his capital built so that he could go and buy that apartment community on his own. So you can do one or two, right? Resident gives notice, I bought a house, whatever they're doing, moving across the country. All right, sell that one. You have that option. Or maybe just do a cash out refi. You know, we've done a number of those this year to get to some of that debt equity so that we can reinvest. That's a lot of options. One house gives you a lot of options, 20 gives you even more. And that takes us to benefit number 10, greater wealth and legacy. And that goes back to the very start, which is family. Thinking about your family, think me thinking about my 7-year-old son and creating generational wealth and legacy for him was not on my radar 12 years ago when we began, because he was not on my radar either, despite our best efforts. But he's here now, and we think about this. We do things a little bit more deliberately with that notion of increasing wealth to create that legacy for that heir. And you can do the same, whether it's grandkids, community church, favorite charity, doesn't matter. But you'll find that's a huge, huge benefit to being a real estate investor. So lots of intangible benefits that you will experience when you go down this path. Now, you're on the conventional wisdom path now. We've got to get you away from there. Best way to do that is go out to our Financial Freedom Seminar. It's 2 days. We get into the single family investing. We get into the apartments on day two. 16 hours. That's a lot of information, but we're going to get that mindset shifted. You're going to start to move towards all of these benefits. Text the keyword radio to 88007, and that will get you a link for, so you can learn more about that program. You can also go to lifestylesunlimited.com and continue to listen to these radio shows. Continue to build up your education, your knowledge, right? As you figure out, what is my strategy? What is it I want to do? What direction am I going? We'll help you figure that out when you become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. So hey, I thank you for tuning in today. Hope you had a great holiday. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.